Hi, you're listening to Talking About Organizations, a podcast about management and organization studies where we read and discuss foundational texts and key ideas that inform the way we think about organized work today. Talking About Organizations is a community resource graciously supported through contributions by our listeners. To find out more about our program and how you can help, visit our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or stick around to the end for more information. Now, on with the show. Welcome back. Today we conclude episode 122, a special episode dedicated to the topic of cultivating and curating our professional knowledge. This is part two of the episode where we announce the release of the Talking About Organizations podcast's new Resource Center, a new part of the website that takes our almost 10 years of content and organizes it in accordance with the general state of the field of organizational studies today. This is Tom calling from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, in the United States. The Talking About Organizations podcast website is more than just a host for great conversations. It is also a resource for rising scholars of organization theory and management science. And there are so many important research topics and subfields that it is easy for new scholars to get lost. And so we decided to help. For the past 7 months, we've been building the Resource Center as a repository for entry-level scholars to learn more about what's out there. What are the major fields of scholarship, tools of the trade, and phenomena of interest to researchers and practitioners alike? The contents of the Resource Center are sorted in multiple ways to reflect the complexity and multitude of perspectives on organizations and the many scholarly communities studying them. Each perspective is organized into aisles, like in the library, and each aisle is further divided into racks and shelves. Some will be stubs that we are working to fill, while others will be robust. And so your help is going to be greatly appreciated in expanding this library. And the web address is www.talkingaboutorganizations.com/resources. And I'll state that website again in a moment. Now, as I said, we divided the center into four aisles. One is focused on research and research methods, one on theory and major theoretical perspectives, one on contemporary topics of interest to scholars, and one on the professional community, business education, and related professional matters. So my purpose here today is to briefly introduce the center, to tell you what we did and how, and to walk you through the aisles. Now, as I do, think of yourself as a new graduate student in organization studies. And what we're doing is trying to present this vast and diverse field of study in a way that makes sense for one who is beginning their scholarly journey. So when we organized the center, we didn't pursue accuracy in representing the field. That would be incredibly difficult anyhow, as there are many views, many disparate and divergent views on how all the subfields and perspectives and topics all relate to one another. So we pursued clarity to allow someone to get the lay of the land, not just on theory, but practical application and research methods. So we're seeking utility more than accuracy. So here we go. Aisle A covers the research methods. And as you know, organization studies depend greatly on its scholars applying proven, sound, and empirically supported research methods. So the resources in this aisle provide the tools and frameworks necessary to understand, explain, or predict organizational behaviors, activities, or phenomena. And given the complexity and diversity and ever-changing nature of organizations, of course, the proper use of research methods ensure that conclusions drawn are valid, reliable, and either applicable to real-world organizational problems or supportive of improved theories and frameworks. Now, there are five racks in the aisle, and when I say rack, so the aisle has a page, each rack is a page, and then, as I'll get into it, some of the rack pages have subordinate pages with in-depth information on specific perspectives. The five racks in this aisle are as follows. The first is on the conduct and ethics of research. This is known as Rack AA, where we include mention of episode 38 on Van Manen's famous paper on police socialization, and where we discuss the ethics of participant observation. Rack AF is on field studies and qualitative research, and many of our episodes in the program were the results of field work. So we have a lot of content here. RAC AH is on historical and archival studies, such as our episode 63 on the Hudson's Bay Company, as a case of remote work from the 17th century. AQ is quantitative methods, and AS is models and simulations, where we mention, for example, the COBOL program that was used to derive the garbage can model of decision-making in episode 39. I'll skip down to ILD on the professional community next. So here we have pages of resources on business schools and education, where we've done several episodes highlighting both the benefits and contemporary challenges in business education. Other RACs include communities of practice and professional associations, knowledge and expertise, as, for example, captured in journals and other scholarly activities, bridging theory and practice, that includes things like management consulting, and one on the individual scholarly journey, a page that we hope to include various testimonials that will help rising scholars, trust the process, so to speak, of going through the lengthy process of earning their advanced degree, such as through the thesis or dissertation. We also have a final page, which is about the podcast itself, about us, and also the special episodes that we have done over the years on the state of organizational studies and our anniversary episodes and other things, where we talk about podcasting as a tool. Now, the meat of the center is in the other two aisles, which cover theoretical perspectives and contemporary issues, and that's where most of the content lies. Aisle B on the major theoretical perspectives is our attempt to try to divide the complex and dynamic network of theories, constructs, and relationships among them into logical and recognizable clusters. It's not intended to be the one best way, but a way of introducing newer scholars and practitioners to the field. And there was a lot of constructed disagreement among us as well as to how to cluster everything. So this aisle is divided into 13 racks, and there is considerable overlap and lots of room for disagreement. So the first one, RAC BA, I'll talk about this one in a bit more detail, and then I'll list the others. RAC BA is on classic organization and management theory, and we put that in the first RAC, if you will, because these are the theories where it all began. All of organizational studies began, so to speak. This is where we place Taylor, Fayol, Weber, and others. Now, when you go to this RAC, you will find that we have included an additional subpage that goes into more detail on scientific management. And we have placeholders for future pages elaborating on Fayol and Weber. And the plan is to release pages like that, in-depth pages, once each month. So we took a lot of the content that we had on the website previously and retooled them into about 10 different in-depth pages that we connected at different places, mostly within this aisle. You have the rack that gives you an overview of a theoretical perspective, and then underneath it is going to be pages devoted to specific theories, specific perspectives. Basically, make this whole center scalable and will grow over time. Okay, so what we were trying to do was to get the structure of the center up and running first. Now, each page generally follows a common structure. It has several common sections. Why is the theoretical perspective so important? What are the foundations of that perspective, and how does it connect to other theories or matters of practice? What are contemporary areas of research, either to extend the theory or apply it against today's challenges? And what are the Talking About Organizations podcast episodes, notes, symposias, all of the things that we've done that are related to that particular perspective? And so here are the other 12 racks. We have three dedicated to organizational behavior, one for the micro or individual level, one for the meso or group and organization level, and then the macro levels for organization and beyond. Those are three dedicated to organizational behavior. Then we have contingency theory, organizational design, organizational development and change, human dimension theories, such as culture, climate, identity, institution theory, theories of leadership, modern management theories, which includes our Carnegie Mellon series, postmodern and critical theories, and sociological and anthropological perspectives, this last rack being those branches of sociology that are not directly or necessarily directly part of organization studies, but have greatly influenced it kind of sort of from the outside. So that's aisle B. And then finally, on ILC, on contemporary topics, this covers practice. What are the practical issues that continuously have come up in the program or have become the themes of some of our episodes, if we're not reaching back to a far distant classical text? We collected them into 8 broad domains of organizational challenges. And we chose them that they had to be something contemporary, not something that was like enduring, or those would probably be better expressed in ILB on the major theoretical perspectives. The topic had to be broadly applicable, such as it affects different types of organizations and industries, such as private and public sector, or manufacturing and service. If it was too particular or peculiar to one setting, we didn't include it. We also wanted the topic to be something integrative within organizations, not just focused on one part of it. So we looked at personnel matters from the perspective of the whole organization, or from leadership to the front line, and not just about the human resources function within the organization. So perfection was not the goal, and there are probably other ones out there that we didn't include, but these were ones that seemed to be of great interest to rising scholars looking to make their mark in the field or to make a difference and address real-world problems. So the 8 topics. Agility and adaptability, which is about how organizations try to stay ahead or afloat given the dynamics of today's environment. Digitization and advancing technologies, such as AI and the gig economy. 3, employee well-being and mental health, something that has been a hot topic since COVID-19. 4, inequality and justice. 5, 21st century leadership, which includes leadership in crisis, ethical leadership, authenticity, and so on. Then resource management that encompasses the efficient and effective use of materiel, personnel, finance, and information, among other things. And then sustainability and corporate social responsibility. And finally, meaningful work regarding present-day attitudes towards work and work-life balance, as discussed in our most recent Academy of Management episode. Now, we welcome contributions. We are just a group of volunteers who are much stronger in some areas than others. And even after 120-plus episodes, we know we have gaps. We will have a page set up where you can make suggestions or reach out to us. We also welcome corrections or clarifications, so if there's something not quite right, please let us know. Now, once again, the link to the Resource Center is www.talkingaboutorganizations.com/resources. We hope you find the site useful, and if you are teaching or advising rising scholars of organization studies who appear to be struggling with understanding what's out there, please share this link with them. After all, this Resource Center was built for them. And that concludes the episode for today. Thank you for listening. The views expressed are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of their respective organizations or institutions. We hope that you enjoyed the conversation and found it valuable. If so, please consider subscribing through your favorite podcast service and you won't miss an episode. We also welcome your feedback, so if you liked or didn't like something, or have a correction or suggestion for us, please get in touch with us via LinkedIn, Facebook, X, or our website, www.talkingaboutorganizations.com. Also, please consider contributing to the program by buying us a coffee at www.buyusacoffee.com/TAOP. That's www.buyusacoffee.com/TAOP. Your support is greatly appreciated as it allows us to continue providing great conversations about the classics of organization studies. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you when we present another classic reading on organization theory or management science here on Talking About Organizations.